Hello, St. Georgian, near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus. The first day of our Year of the Bible adventure. We are now underway, 365 days all through Holy Scripture. And I will do one of these, a little reflection on the scriptures for the day, for each of the days, for what it's worth. Maybe you'll find it helpful. Maybe you won't. I don't know, but I'll do it anyway. And so our first reading is from is Genesis 1 through 4. And it really is one of those things that's it's like the greatest hits. You definitely start out big with it. Two creation stories, fall, Adam and Eve, and Cain and Abel. So just something that I want to point out about these creation stories. So there's two of them, first of all, right in a row. Chapter one and the beginning of chapter two, and then the rest of chapter two. First one is the, let there be light one. The second one is the Adam and Eve one, probably written about 500 years apart, maybe 600s BC, for the let there be light part, and about 900 BC, let's say, for the other part. But the thing that I find helpful to remember about these creation stories, is that they are being written. They're not eyewitness accounts, nor do they claim to be eyewitness accounts, obviously. But they're being written in the context of other creation stories, going on, being told and going on at the same time. So you got the Hebrews there, back in the promised land or wherever they are, wandering around, and they've got this creation stories, and all the people around them have creation stories too, right? The Babylonians have got some, and the Assyrians have got some, and the Macedonians, I don't know. Everybody's got their own creation story. And then the Hebrews have theirs. And so what's helpful to look at is not only the similarities. It's easy to look at the creation stories that we have and say, ah, so it's like this. It's similar to the Babylonians in this way. It's also interesting to look at the differences, because the differences you have to figure are on purpose. And what's the difference? What are the differences that we see? I think the primary thing to note about this is that the Hebrew creation story, the creation story in Genesis 1, chapter 1, is one of peace. It's where God operates in perfect peace. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and earth was without form and void, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Contrast that with some of their neighbors' creation stories, in which the creation of everything that is, let's say, happened as a result of a fight, right, between one kind of monster and another, or that it was some kind of battle between good and evil, right, or something fell from somewhere and did that, or it's the gods sort of playing games that resulted. That is very common in creation narratives all over the world. Very, very common. And it's not the Jewish creation story. It's not the Genesis creation story. Rather, God creates in peace. The natural order, the natural state of things should be, according to creation, according to God's creative act, peace. That's important. That's really important, because it says something. Where you come from has something to say about where you're going, and that kind of thing. What you fall from has, says something about what you're going to be restored to. And the God of Genesis 1, Genesis 2, is the God of peace. Now, what happens right away? So Genesis 1 starts in peace. Genesis 4, right, is not a Genesis of peace. So you've got the creation in Genesis 1. You've got these, you got Adam and Eve. You've got that sin comes into the world through Adam, and then you have Cain and Abel, right? So nature as God creates it is peaceful. That's who God is. That's how creation is supposed to be. But at the beginning of human culture, right, there's this acknowledgement in Genesis that at the very beginning of humans living together, right, there is sin and there is murder. The book of Genesis is not sentimental about human beings. Right, it doesn't have a very exalted view of the way we humans behave and treat one another. Instead, it's looking at it. It says, "Look, from peace, right? From this place of peace, we have human beings who, make the wrong choices, and sin comes into the world, and the result, Paul would say, is the wages of sin is death." And so, the illustration they use isn't just sort of, it goes from eating the fruit of the tree that they're not supposed to. We might say relatively minor, right? But still disobedience, still unfaithfulness. And then the next thing that you get then is the murder is the murder of Abel by Cain. At the beginning of human culture stands murder. And that's a pretty profound thing. So that's what the Bible recognizes we're dealing with. It's a good sort of there at the very beginning of the whole dang book, there is a depiction of God and there is a depiction of human beings. And God is the God who creates in peace, who creates with benevolence, right? Who is a God of gift giving. And humans are ones who have been given these great gifts, are the recipients of God's grace, respond, unfortunately, at least sometimes, with sin. And that sin is not minor. It's not just like, I make a mistake, you make a mistake, who's to say, no, it's not the murder of strangers by strangers, the murder of brother by brother. So, anyway, that's how we start. Sorry, it's kind of a bummer. Kind of a bummer way to start, but there you are. You get a picture of God, you get a picture of human beings, and then the rest of the book is this sort of outworking of what does the future hold, right? What kind of world do we live in, and then what kind of world should we live in, or will we live in when all things are brought to completion? So that's all I have to say. What follows this in the little audio playlist there are four tracks of the four chapters of Genesis being read by some actors that probably should have pursued a different line of work, just to be totally honest. But they did, so they did that, and so you get to hear people act out. It's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm like embarrassed about it, but there it is. If you would like to hear a different version, let me know. I've got some other audio things that I can't post online, but I'm happy to give you access to. So, day one, year of the Bible. Hope it's good for you, and see you tomorrow.